From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump stiffened his resolve against North Korea Thursday, saying that if the North initiates warfare, things will happen to them like they never thought possible.
Let's see what he does with Guam. He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea. He's not going to go around threatening Guam, and he's not going to threaten the United States, and he's not going to threaten Japan, and he's not going to threaten South Korea. No, that's not a dare, as you say. That is a statement of fact.
Earlier, the president said his comments vowing to inflict fire and fury on the reclusive communist regime for its nuclear weapons development program maybe were not enough. He spoke hours after North Korea said it is finalizing a plan to launch 4 ballistic missiles to the waters off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam. It is North Korea's latest provocation in the war of words between it and Washington. Global stocks declined again Thursday as President Trump and North Korea continued their exchange of angry rhetoric and threats of military action. American stocks were down sharply at the close of trading, with the Dow off more than 200 points, the S&P 500 down nearly 1.5%, and the NASDAQ sliding more than 2%. Earlier, key indices in Hong Kong, Germany, and London fell by 1% or more. Analysts said a measure of stock price volatility called the Fear Index was at its highest level since May. This is VOA News. Kuwaiti officials say they'll continue to grant visas to North Korean laborers whose wages allegedly help their country evade international sanctions. Kuwait's response shows the challenge the United States faces in trying to convince Gulf nations to cut back on the use of North Korean workers on major construction projects. The UN Migration Agency says 6 Ethiopian migrants have died and 13 are missing after smugglers forced 160 migrants out of a boat as it neared the coast of Yemen. The agency said the drownings on Thursday happened a day after about 50 migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia were deliberately drowned by a smuggler in another boat off Yemen.
Survivors tell migration officials the smugglers panicked and forced the migrants into the choppy sea when they saw Yemeni authorities as they approached land. International Organization for Migration spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA the migrants knew they could die.
There was one lead smuggler, but he did have other smugglers working on the boat with him who were armed with guns and other weapons. So the migrants had a choice. They would either be harmed more than they'd probably been already on the journey, shot, or jump into the sea. Some were actually physically pushed as well.
The IOM says 29 people died. 22 are still missing and presumed drowned. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says 2016 surpassed 2015 as the warmest year on record. It cited the combined influence of long-term global warming and an unusually strong El Niño weather pattern. The report is known as the State of the Climate. It says 2016 was the third consecutive year of record global warmth. Global warmth records have been kept for the past 136 years. Canada's Consular Affairs Office says one of its diplomats in Cuba is suffering from the same mysterious hearing loss that apparently forced several American diplomats to leave Havana. Canada's disclosure came a day after the U.S. State Department said it had expelled 2 Cuban diplomats from Washington in May over what it would only describe as, quote, a variety of physical symptoms that were suffered by U.S. diplomats at the embassy in Havana. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.